Hi, church family. We're going to continue going through Hebrews. We started off in chapter 1 in the last podcast and ended with verse 4, but we're going to pick up back with verse 4. It says, "Having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they." So we're going to consider how Jesus is best all through the book of Hebrews, and here, in particular, in this text, how he is better than the angels. Number one, as we just read, we see that Christ is better than the angels because of his exalted name. This word become, it's not saying that he was lower than the angels as he is God, but rather, as we'll see later on in chapter 2, it's pointing out that as he became a man, took on human nature, in that aspect, he was made lower than the angels in that he tasted death on behalf of mankind as a man, God in human flesh. So, we also see that Christ is better than the angels as being declared the eternal king. And we see this truth in verses 5 through 9. We don't have time to read all of those verses, but if you look at verse 5, it says, "You are my son, today I have begotten you. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. And let all the nations of God worship him." And he asks the question, "Who makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire?" But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And the righteous scepter is the scepter of his kingdom." And it goes on. We can't read all of it for time's sake. But verse 5 is a quote of Psalm 2, verse 7. Where God speaks of placing his king upon the throne, where all subjection will take place under Christ, under him. In Acts, we read another quote of this, "You are my son, today I have begotten you," pointing out that Jesus, as the Messiah, he will rise from the grave in Psalm 16. He won't undergo decay. And also in 2 Samuel 7, of course, where God makes these promises to David. David desires to build a temple for God, but God stops him through the prophet Nathan. And he says that he would rather make a house for David, and that his throne would last forever, and that God will give him an eternal king. The Son of God carries the unique distinction of a Davidic king. Solomon and so on failed. They were sinners. And Christ, though, would come as the Messiah, the eternal Son of God, and as the king who would sit upon David's throne and will sit upon David's throne forever. So Christ is better than the angels also because he's worthy of worship. We see that in verse 6. "Let all those be ashamed," Psalm 97, "who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols and worship him, all you gods." There's an it's not a capital G, right? So it's speaking of the spiritual beings, the angels, who are called to worship him. And we learn that this him is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So the angels are commanded to worship God in human flesh, who is Jesus, the eternal King. MacArthur points it out, if God himself says that angels are to worship the Son, then the Son must be God. In his incarnate person, even in his eternal person, Christ is to be worshipped. Another thing we see is that angels are simply created beings. That's in verse 7, as we already read. So they have a different nature than Christ. Christ is the creator. He's deity in verses 8 through 9. He is declared to be God. "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." So the Messianic Psalm is pointing to the Messiah, clearly declares the Messiah to be God. And lastly, we'll also see that Christ is the unchanging creator. This is from Psalm 102. It says, "Your years are throughout all generations. The heavens are the work of your hands." It says, "You endure even though other things perish, and you are the same, and your years will not come to an end." These are all spoken of the Messiah. He is the unchanging creator, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and end. And then lastly, in verse 13, we see this. "But to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet'? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation. So here we see Christ is seated at the right hand of God, reigning. And this is in contrast to the angels, who are merely created beings. They're ministering spirits to minister to believers. And Jesus, as we'll see in chapter 2, is the author, the pioneer of our creation, our elder brother, God, the eternal one, the Alpha, the Omega, the one who does not change, the one who is everlasting. And therefore, he is great, greatly, and far above, better than the angels. He is worthy of worship. He is worthy of our adoration. And therefore, we lift up his name and his name alone.